bathroom choking on the coffee.
Conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining. This is Coffee with RW, yours truly, Ralph William. Not a structured show. This is just going to be a chill and talking while I'm drinking my coffee. Hello, how are you? How are you, Shannon? How are you? Have we met? I think we've met before. How are you? I want to say thank you, everybody, for joining. I'm contractually obligated to mention that if you haven't downloaded WESN, the Strategies Network app, please do so in your app store, whether it be Google or Apple. Download WESN and check out my internet radio station. And also check out all the stuff, you know, my previous episodes of the Ralph William. What's going on? Soro, it's been a while. Yes, time flies. Yeah, it's been a while. How you been? Shannon, what about you? What you got going on? It's a pleasure to meet you. What's going on, Echo? How are you? What? When you start show, there was no COVID. Yeah. What? It's, what do you mean? What are you trying to say? That I started COVID? December 2019. Yeah, I think I started around there. Yeah. Yeah, I started doing the live that early. What's up, Don't Hasselhoff? What's going on, Brina? Good morning. Good morning. I'm just over here testing out someone else's equipment. I hope everything sounds peachy keen. Good morning. Good morning. I hope you got your coffee. Speaking of coffee, I need to go get mine. So bear with me, guys. I'll be right back. All right. Well, since I don't have all my bells and whistles, you know, all the music and stuff, what am I doing? I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. Well, I got my cup of coffee. Sorry. So I hope everything sounds okay, guys. Let me know. I'm using different equipment, but that doesn't mean that I can't keep the tradition alive. So if you guys got your cup of coffee, your nice warm brew, thanks, Brina, then raise them up high, nice and high, because it is Friday, you fools. We made it to the end of the week. Hell yeah. Time to get that Friday groove going. You just got to freaking run out the clock for like 8, 9, 10 hours, and then you're done, and then the weekend is here, and then you can go cornholing, you can go drink your wine, you can go watch your shows, you can stay up late, you can eat ice cream at 10 o'clock at night, yeah, you can watch cartoons, all that good stuff. Thank you, Soro, I appreciate that. So raise them up high, get your mugs, your coffee mugs, your travel mugs, your doggy bowls, your sippy cups, your non-spill cups. If you have a baseball cap you drink out of, get that too. And raise up your brew and drink. Salud. Oh, man. Even though I'm not in home base, I still keep it laced with my OG drink. Well, it's not Folgers Colombian, but it is pretty good. And I am drinking Silk Almond Milk Caramel Coffee Creamer. So, got a little bit of caramel flavor. Yes. Oh, yeah. Shannon, thank you very much. I appreciate the likes. I appreciate it. If you want to call in, Shannon, let everybody know what your show is about, or you know, if you have a podcast, I'll do a little free-for-all. $10 tournaments tonight. Big money. Cash games. Oh, snap. Mr. A is going to get it. Mr. A is going to get it. Good luck to you, buddy. Morning, Dark Bear. And by the way, this gets me to test out how this thing sounds. I don't know if it's going to work well with the callers. Hey, Shannon, how are you?
I'm great this morning. Good morning to you, Ralph. I can't say long, but thank you for having me on. We're having a little special event tonight if you're going to be around at 10 p.m. Central.
Can you guys hear her? I don't even know if it's her. I'm assuming it's her because of the name. Yes, you hear her? I can't hear her.
Yes, it's me. You can't hear me?
I'm sorry, Shannon. I don't. I'm not using my usual getup, so for some reason I can't hear you.
Okay. Well, they can hear me.
I'll let you talk and let everybody know. I'm not going to be hearing anything. Okay. Let everybody know what you do, what your podcast is all about.
Okay. And I have a lot of these people.
Ready? Set. Go.
I have the Monday Night Blues Hour. Of course, I play with some blues music, but I also started a new podcast. It's called Conspiracy. That went over really well, and I got a permanent panelist. And also, we're doing a special event tonight. If you guys would love to join at 10 p.m. Central, it's a sing-along. Just going to have some fun and hang out on a Friday night and Linga. I don't know if you guys ever been to Linga Longa's shows. He's going to be playing guitar, and it's going to be me, Shorty V, and Jolly and Linga all singing together with some songs. So if you want a good little concert tonight, then please join at 10 p.m. Central Time. And I got to go get more coffee, and love you guys, and have a good day. I'll tell him that I left. All right, thanks for having me up, Ralph, but I got to go.
All right, that was Shannon. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, but at least you got your information out there. He's done? All right, thank you guys, I appreciate it. What's up, Dark Bear? Yeah, no problem. So everybody, I hope everyone is doing good on this Friday morning, at least for me on this side. I'm using someone else's equipment, so of course I'm not familiar with everything, so bear with me. What's going on, everybody that's new in the chat? If you're new here, please hit that follow button, and if you have a good hour or so, check out my old podcast episodes if you want to be informed, or just get upset in the morning, or whatever time you decide to listen, because, you know, I tend to do that to people. But if you don't want to get upset and you want to have a feel-good morning, family-friendly podcast or show to check out the Old Man's Podcast with Dana Joe and Eric Kirk later on today on Podbeam. And if you miss it, you can always catch it on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Time. You see about... What? Carhartt. What is that? Oh, is that that company that is people are getting boycotting it or something? What's going on, Lou Rock? Yeah. So I'll talk about this a little bit. I was going through TikTok, and I follow a lot of veterans on TikTok, and I follow one veteran in particular that has a lot of good content. I usually share it to a lot of people, and he came up with a good point. Well, maybe a lot of people have, is that, he had two good points. One, why burn the things that you already bought, right? You already paid for it for your money. You're not really doing anything to hurt these companies. And you already paid for it. You know, that's money out of your pocket that you're destroying. They already got their money. So there's no really any point to, and we're talking about these companies that are mandating vaccines. And of course, he goes on into saying, and he gives a list on one of his videos. He gives a list on a whole bunch of other companies that are mandating vaccine. And he goes through it systematically. Like, you would have to boycott all of these companies. And most of these companies control everything. Like, you would have to have no internet. You would have to watch no type of media whatsoever. You would have to be able to shop locally, things like that. So if you're not willing to do that, then burning, you know, whatever those products are, Nikes or however it is really not going to do anything. But, and then he goes on to another post, which I thought it was interesting, that they're trying to make you angry at something else, right? They are directing your attention and your energy to something that should not be directed to. They're making you go for these companies where you should be pointing at the people that are implementing the vaccines to begin with, and the vaccine mandates, talking about the government pretty much. Like, why are you getting upset at these companies? What you should be getting upset at is the pharmaceutical companies that are pushing these jabs that don't work. You should be pushing at government officials that are mandating it in their states. And you should be pushing it at, you should be getting upset at Fauci and all these other individuals that are pushing these vaccines. So directing it at companies, I mean, it might feel good at the moment, like you think you're making an impact, but burning or destroying something that you already paid for really doesn't do anything. But if everyone was to decide to boycott all these companies, then, you know, you might hit them where it hurts, and it's their pockets, right? Companies should stand up for the employer. Or, I'm sorry, employees who make their money. Yeah, exactly, Dark Bear. They should be able to take care of their employees. It's bad enough that inflation has gone up, and whatever raises you think you've gotten that might have made a difference, it's not really making a difference, right? Because inflation is so high, your dollar can't buy a lot of products or a lot of, you know, things that you might need to survive. Sorry, I needed to take another sip of coffee. So, I mean, and it's something that, I mean, we're doing pretty good in certain areas. We have Governor Youngkin, I think that's how you say his name. You know, he's really going for, in Virginia, everything pretty much reversed. You know, things like that. We have Boris Johnson letting the UK be free. But there's something weird about that, man. I hope that they're not going to pull any shenanigans. My people in the UK, they're finally free from, you know, masks, mandates, passports, and all that stuff is done. And it's weird how it's happening all of a sudden, just like that. I can't believe that it's only because this guy Boris Johnson was caught going at a party in Christmas, and they just caught him not wearing a mask, and for that reason he was getting heckled, and then he just decides, oh, I'm going to reverse everything. There has to be something else behind it. Take care, Dark Bear. Thanks for stopping by. So, as long as it's, I'm a little wary. I hope it's not some shenanigans happening, but I just can't wait for that to happen here. Like, I have a feeling that our president is not going to say that, right? I think it's going to be down to each individual state, to make that leap. Let's see. Let me see if I'm missing anything in the chat. Lurock says, they just restricted all travel to the U.S. What? That's our unvaccinated? Where, in the U.K.? It's funny. I live in the U.K., says D.E.T. I'll just say you D.E.T. So how is it over there, D.E.T.? Soro says, it was great. Oh, it was great being here. Take care, man, or woman. It was nice seeing you. I hope you're doing good. Hey, Age Mad, how are you? Oh, man, speaking of, what's up, old man? They are lifting everything here today in Northern Ireland. Oh, congratulations. Old man, what's going on, buddy? Wait, are you really the old man? Yeah, you have that V. You got that V. Good morning. This is just a me talking smack, because I don't have all my equipment here, so bear with me. Brina, what are you talking about? Is it going to rain? It was cold this morning. It was cold this morning. Cold this morning. Greeting. Everyone, thank you very much for joining. If you are new here, please hit that follow button. And if you are new here as well, please follow the gentleman in the chat, the old man from the old man's podcast. They're trying to make it to 2,000 followers. I think they're on their way. They're getting there. So please give them a follow. Listen to their content wherever you get podcasts. And you'll be entertained. Especially feel good, because God knows that I get you upset. It's all about the V, says Lupac. Yeah, of course. Let's see. Don Hasselhoff, what's cold for you? It's -7 here. Where are you, Don Hasselhoff? Wow, are you in Canada? That is cold. Need 15 more. Yeah. Oh, 15 more followers? Wait. All right. We just need 15 more. Just most of the people that are in here. You're in Wisconsin? Oh, man. Yeah, it can get cold. If all 12 people are not following, if all the 12 people that are in here not following the old man, please do so. He needs 15 more to get 2,000. 15 more to get 2,000. 15 will get you 20. 15 to get you 2. Sorry. So, I want to say, everybody, thank you very much for tuning in, man. I'm shooting the breeze with you guys right now. Drinking my coffee. I'm in a second studio right now. Studio 2. I'll call it Studio 2. So I'm not too familiar with the setup here. So I don't have a lot of my bells and whistles. But I decided to give it a shot and at least come on and talk to you guys this fine morning. I hope everything sounds good. I'm using Studio 2's different microphone, and I'm a little jelly. It sounds good to me. I don't know how it sounds to you guys, but it's a newer model microphone than right? It's a newer model of microphone than what I have, and you know, kind of digging it. I'm kind of digging it. I might have to make that leap, and you know, and trying to get an upgrade on microphone. I think the I don't even know what that name is, but thank you for joining. I think I had a crowdfundme or a GoFundMe on the Epic Strategies Network app so that to try and get some donations to keep the station going. So it's still there. I think it's going to expire at the end of the month. We might have to start a new one. I was thinking about changing it because I was, and he's probably going to get upset for doing this, but I was talking to someone about going to a different country. And I was like, maybe we should do a GoFundMe so that you would go so we can get you tickets to fly out there. So maybe I might change the GoFundMe for that. I don't know. Don't hassle, Hoff. Thanks for the coffee, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Where'd you get that name, Don't Hassle? That's very, like, that's very, how do you say? Specific. I mean, I like David Hasselhoff just like the next guy. Hey, Terry, first time following. Thank you very much, Terry. I greatly appreciate the follow. If you're new here, follow. Well, yeah, you did already. You can also follow the old man as well that's in the chat. We're trying to get him to 2,000 followers, so give him a follow. And I appreciate you coming in and saying hello and following, Terry. Thank you very much. Let everybody know where you're from, Terry. Let everybody know where you're from. Does the Bean still do gifts for the top three? I don't know. I think there might. I don't know. I don't, because I know when I first started doing the lives here, the first contest. It didn't happen every time. I was in the top three or the top one, like a few times in the beginning, but it was only once where they sent out a microphone. Right, like the even though it took like over a year to get it, you know, pandemic stuff. But I don't know if they give out those kinds of gifts every month. I think it's maybe just a cash, maybe a cash reward. Because I'm pretty sure that they give the top three people like free, like a free month's worth or something like that. Something like that. I don't know. But those top three, man, you need to have an army of people to support you. But, you know, that's pretty much what a church is. Didn't you get? Yeah, I did get a mic. Yeah, I got a mic. To be honest with you, it was a good mic for just podcast. It was I won the, it was a Shure. A Shure model MV7? I'm not too familiar with the model. Hey, Dana Joe. But the the model, it was great for podcasting. If you're a traveling podcaster, you can connect it to your phone, to your tablet, to your computer. It was great, but it was not good for live for live show. It didn't give me the ability to adjust the volume on the microphone while you're live. So it didn't work very well for me for live. So I gave it as a gift to someone who is a up and coming singer. who records music and creates their music as well. You can find him on Spotify. He goes by the name of Crescendo. I think that's how you say it, Crescendo. So if you see Crescendo on Spotify, give him a follow. So I kind of gifted him the microphone because he likes to record on the road. And he was using, you know, a lower quality mic, I think. I'm assuming. So I gave him the microphone. But I want to say thank you to Podbeam, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are. If you're listening, thank you very much for gifting that to me. And I used it as much as I could the time that I've had it. And it was time for me to gift it to someone else that might have needed it more. But I hope that the next time you give out microphones, that it's going to be great for live streaming as well. I think the last microphone giveaway that I heard they gave out was the MV7B. I'm not sure. This is a Shure mic. I think that one was good for live streaming. I think so. If that's the case, please do some more giveaways on that Podbeam. I greatly appreciate it. Good morning, Dana Joe. How you doing? You doing your squats right now? I hope you're doing great. Everybody, make sure to go check out Dana Joe and the Old Man's Podcast with Dana Joe and Eric Kirk later on today on the Bean and on the WESN Epic Strategies Network app. So I was we're just briefly talking about companies to boycott, right? And the general idea is don't burn what you already bought. Right? You already bought it. Why are you gonna waste your money on it? Either don't buy their products anymore, or, you know, direct your hate to where it belongs, right? Well, hate is a strong, but, you know, direct the issues that you're having to where it belongs, right? Not the company. So, and I was, and I made a post on someone's video on TikTok that I hope, even though the CDC has released a paper acknowledging the natural immunity, has better protection than the jabs, that I hope that those that have gotten it will be able to get significant payments, I guess, for those that have gotten injured. And of course, for those that have lost their jobs because of it and have still gotten sick and have possibly gotten injured from it, I hope that they get compensated. Just saying. Thank you very much for the like, Dana Joe. I really appreciate it. So everybody, just 15 people in here. Please, if you haven't, please follow the Old Man's Podcast and Dana Joe with Eric Kirk. Get them to 2,000 followers. They're almost there. And it's Friday. Yeah. So if anybody has any questions in the chat, let us know. I would take calls, but like I said, Oise, baby. Yeah, today we drink, says Lura. It's Friday. What I was going to say? I'm using a different setup. Different studio, so I can't hear the caller for some reason. I haven't troubleshooted that. So I would have taken calls, but I can't right now. So if anybody has anything they want to say or ask, put them in the chat. You know, today we drink. It's Friday. I did hear the old man from the Old Man's Podcast with Dana Joe and Eric Kirk mention something about what is that thing called? Fireball mixed with tequila. Has anybody else tried this? Mixing Fireball with tequila? It sounds like a good mix. It sounds like something that I would probably try. Yeah, the old man says, oh, yeah. Now, that sounds like a good mix. I'm thinking about maybe trying it one of these days. I'm not really, like, I've used to drink tequila. But, you know, because I've gotten older and I'm not really a drinker to begin with, I always gravitated more towards the whiskey. Like a tequila is more of like a one shot, get it done thing. Where a whiskey, you can kind of sit on it, right? And really savor it like a fine coffee. So, but to mix Fireball with, you know, tequila, then you kind of piqued my interest. So, let's see. I heard the documents you signed when getting the jab. Wait, what? State that you cannot go after basically anyone. Yeah. Who said that? Yeah, Dana Joe. Especially since the jabs are, emergency use authorization, that kind of blankets away the pharmaceutical companies and governments, I guess, from not being sued. Now, the only way that they can be sued is if they, and this is what I've heard, don't, you know, do your own research. That the only way that they could be sued is if they become FDA approved, right? And the reason why they're pushing for jabs on children, which I do not recommend, and there's a lot of people putting out information on why they shouldn't do that. That once it becomes approved for children, then that kind of strips them away again from liability. Because if it's safe for children, then it's safe for, you know, that you don't have the right to sue them for it, right? So this is why they're pushing it for it. But even though in other countries, they kind of, I think it was in Norway? Was it Norway? Maybe Sweden? They already gotten rid of it for jabs for children. From 4 to 11 or 12 and up, I'm not sure which one. Sickening. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Dana. So those are the things that they're trying to pull a fast one on you. And it's kind of sucky how a lot of people are kind of following suit. Like they follow, and I'm not, you know, giving blame to them. Right, because a lot of people have their own lives, right? A lot of people have jobs they have to go to, bills they have to pay, you know, little ones they have to take care of. They don't have time to go through like peer-reviewed studies and finding out who's telling the truth on efficacy. So they pretty much have to go by what people consider to be experts in their field, right? You know, they don't have time to really go through it. So they have to like, okay, this guy says it's okay, so I'm just going to like, all right, that's good. So nobody gets a jab, says DMAC. I hope nobody gets it, you know, to be honest with you. But I think the old-fashioned way of jabs is the best way, right? Because it takes into account your body's own way of fighting viruses, right? You just take a smaller, less lethal copy of whatever virus it is, and sticking it in you. Sorry for that. And your body just does its thing, right? Causing herd immunity. But everybody wants to have, like, you know, the future of healthcare, where they, I mean, some of the concepts sounds good, right? Like if you find a gene in a fetus, right, that they are more prone to, you know, be born with deformities or maybe some sort of cancer, and if you have the technology to alter that, right, so that, you know, they can live a fulfilling life, that sounds pretty good. Like, who would say no to that, right? But of course, it has to go through its proper channels of study, you know, the proper way, not your cutting corners to make, you know, to just rush it through and get money. You know, just do it the right way so that you're not causing harm. Terry says, I had three Pfizer vaccines in UK. Still got COVID, but the booster made me, the booster made me a little has put me off getting it again. So wait, you've gotten three already? And they're still pushing for a fourth? D-Mac, how were you? Wait, what? How were your symptoms? Yeah. Sorry. So yeah, man, they haven't delivered the way they're supposed to. Just, you know, the good thing about, no, or the thing about buying a product or buying a service, right? If the service isn't good, you can give it back, right? But these kinds of things, you can't give back. It's in your body, right? It's already in you. It's like, I'm sorry, it's not like I can go back in and then suck the jab out of you, you know? So these are the kind of things that are kind of irking a lot of, you know, people like me. What's going on, Radio Project? And people who, like Terry, has gotten the jabs and have not been protected from it. You know, they feel a little, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, Terry. I'm just saying, I would feel a little cheated, you know? They're promising something that they're not delivering on. Terry says, yes, I had three Pfizer vaccines. The third one made me feel unwell. Right. Good morning, Radio Project. How are you? Good morning, folks. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Oh man, coffee in the morning when it's cold outside, it's so good. How's the temperature for people out there right now? it is pretty cold this morning, just to let you know. Lou Rock says, well, the vax only stays in your system for a couple of months. Well, I think I'm not, I don't know anything about those things, but a couple of months is enough time for it to do damage to certain body, organ, according to some doc, you know, some of the doctors that are being silent, they have noticed that, some of the jabs go for, some productive, organs, some they go into the heart, which causes myocarditis and things like that. So a couple of months is enough for those jabs to do damage. It's unwanted in the immune system. Yeah, exactly. D-Mac says, Terry, tell us more. Yeah, Terry, if you would like to call in, I won't be able to hear you. But I'll let you express your story if you feel like calling in and let everybody know, so that there's an actual person talking about. doing well, thanks. laundry is done for another week. Hell yeah. Give it up to Radio Project for adulting today. Yes. Give it up for Radio Project for adulting on a Friday. That's a skill. When you can adult on a Friday, that is a skill. Yes. Yes. Congratulations. 6 degrees. Oh, man. That is very cold. Very, very cold. Very, very cold. Congratulations, though. Good job for you. Try to get me to do laundry on a Friday. Huh. Try to get me to do laundry any day. 26 here? Oh, man, Dana. You're in Colorado, so, you know, that, I'm assuming it gets pretty cold over there and pretty snowy. Or maybe it's just in certain areas. I'm not sure. Takes a bit of effort. Yes. Yes. Especially for Friday. Definitely not Friday nights. Right, everybody? Don't try to adult on a Friday night, because that ain't happening. Isn't that right, Brina? Dana Joe, the man's Opa. Hi. Yes. 62, sorry, I hate you, Lou Rock. Lou Rock is in the great state of Florida, and it's 62, and they consider that cold. It's like, brr, I gotta wear a sweater, and it's 62 degrees. Hate you. Hate you, and everything you stand for. But, it's 16 here, right, Brina? Yeah, it is. It is. Let me see. I'm not in home base, so let's see what how many degrees is. Yeah, it's 16 where I'm at too. Yep. Yep. I think we all would pray for 62 degrees, right? No. I wear a sweater under 40. What's going on, the Magical Worlds podcast? How are you? Thank you for joining. If you're new here, hit that follow button. And if I knew how to work this thing, I would have you call in and we can have a conversation. But you can let everybody know in the chat by typing it out. What's your podcast about? Is it just magic in general? Or are you a magician? You know. Don't tell her that. Don't tell who what? Don't tell what? What are you talking about? I'm good, thank you. Hey, how are you? What's going on, Iman? Hey, Iman. Thank you for joining. If you're new, hit that follow. Radio Project, thank you for liking the show. I'm just trying to catch up to all the chats. I forgot the tomato. What? What am I missing? What is going on here? Dana Joe says it is the wind that sucks when it is cold. Yeah. Especially you, Dana. You look like you would fly away. Fly like an eagle to the sea. You look like you would fly away in the wind. Probably doing squats in the air or something. What's going on, Ina? Where are you from? Speaking of squats, have you been doing your squats? I haven't. I'm pretty sure the old man hasn't either. I'm still drunk from last night. Nobody paid mind to me. Wow, what did you drink? What did you drink on a Thursday night? D-Max says, Ralph, are you getting a jab? No, maybe I should get a job, but not a jab. No. No jab for me. I'm just here to let Oh, do I need to keep reading this? I don't know. I'm just here to let people know how to be joyful and enjoy their life. That's it. I just joined today. Thank you very much for joining, my friend. Let everybody know on your show how to, because there's a lot of people like me that's probably upset at the world. You know, so we need to find different ways to enjoy the world and be a little more happy. Hey, what's going on, Angie? How you been? How's Scotland? Scotland. So if you guys feel like that information is for you, then go check out Magical. What is it? I'm sorry. The Magical World podcast? Check them out. Oh, that's a long one for me to read, Terry. You're asking for a lot. Oh, no, she's talking to D. All right, Dana Joe, go ahead. Oh, no, you're talking to, oh, no, you're talking to D Mac. Sorry. How is it over there in Scotland, Angie? I hope everything is doing great. I'm freezing. Is it cold there too? It's cold over here. I want in. You're my inspiration to start squatting again. Right, Dana? Dana is so inspirational. Especially when she's getting at you and giving you a hard time. Come on, old man. Take care, old man. Thank you very much for stopping by, my friend. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. Get things ready for your show because it's Friday. People want to get to know the Friday vibes. Everybody, make sure to follow the Old Man's Podcast with Dana Joe and Eric Kirk. Give them a follow if you haven't already. They're trying to get 15 more followers, maybe 20 more followers to reach 2,000. They're almost there, so please give them a follow. And check them out later on. They're going to be on in about, oh, wow. Okay, in about 40 minutes. They'll be on in about 40 minutes. So you can check out the Old Man's Podcast with Dana Joe and Eric Kirk. Eric Kirk, the best promo man in the business, promoting a lot of shows. If you need your show to get promoted, hit up Eric Kirk. And you can find his PayPal on Twitter. For a small fee, he will promote the heck out of your show. He's not asking for it. I'm just trying to help him out. Because the man works 24/7 on promoting shows. He deserves some help. Hey, what's going on, Just C? How are you? D-Mac, oh, he's talking to Terry. Okay. Later, Gators, says the old man. Hello, Jeffrey. Sarmiento, how are you? Are you Spanish? Mucho gusto, bienvenido. Me alegro que estás aquí. So everybody, thank you very much for joining. If you haven't followed my podcast, please do so and check out the old episodes. And also, I have an internet radio station. It's called WESN, the Epic Strategies Network. You can find it on your Google Play Store or Apple Store. And also, you can go to EpicStrategiesNetwork.com or ask your Alexa device. You can say, Alexa, start WESN live. And you'll be able to listen to the station live and hear all the great shows that we have there. We have a lot of music shows. We have talk shows and a nice blend and not so, well, maybe there's a lot of commercial. That's because I'm trying to grow, man. I'm trying to grow. You got to have some commercial. So, but please give it a try. Give it a listen. It doesn't cost you anything. It's free. Just, we're just trying to get some exposure, get some listeners. So, please do so. Thank you very much. Terry says, oh, she's talking to D. Okay. Jeffrey says, hello there. I'm Filipino. ¿Cómo está? Well, you guys speak a little Spanish, don't you, from Philippines? Or it might sound a little Spanish. Dana Joe says, oh, Ralph, it worked. Oh, it did. Okay, nice. Nice. I'm glad. I got to find out if that's the only way to, because I know it has several commands, but that's the one that seems to work all the time. But that's good. I'm glad, Dana Joe. I'm glad. I kind of added the Latin show there, but that's more towards the end of the day. So it might be a little too late for you, but I could probably put a scheduled Latin show over the weekend if you're into. Dana Joe says, hi, Shannon. D-Max says, Tagalo in Philippines. Okay. All right. So I hope everyone is doing great, man. Thank you very much for joining me. It is Friday. What's up, Just, sorry. How do I get a show on your network? That is a great question, my friend. It depends on what kind of show you want to do. You can email us if you download the app. On the left side, there is a tab to email the station. You can email us there, but I'll give you the email right now. It is wesnstation.info@gmail.com. But you can download the app. And right there, you can email us. You can check out our social medias. You can rate the app, and you can set us as your alarm if you feel like it, to sleep or to rise. However you want to use us, use it, baby, use it. And yeah, we can move from there. We can move from there. See what kind of content you would like to put on. I don't charge anybody. You know, to get on the network, as long as the only thing that I ask is that you promote the station in your program, if you can, to drive traffic to the station and, to work your hardest to have a good show, right? At least make an effort to make a professional show. That's all I ask, right? Because I don't want it to be a, you know, just people, you know, not putting any thought into what they want to put out. So that's all I ask. Hey, Age Man, how are you? Thank you for liking the show. It's been a while. How is everything? I hope everything is well. what else? So I hope everyone is doing great. Since I don't have any of my, sound clips here in studio two. I guess I can just give you a little freestyle commercial. So guys, I know that we're like, well, let me do it this way. What is it that's coming up? Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up. And I know when I was younger, I used to, you know, you used to like, dream about like, then how would it work out with this person, or how would it work out with that person? You know, it's the thing of not knowing that, you know, that bothers you. Like you always want things to work out. So you're trying to find a little edge, and it's not just with relationships. You can do it with work, you can do it with health and things like that. But so, what's the best way to do it? You know, some people go to when I used to go to Atlantic City, they used to have these people that that read, you know, cards, palms, and things like that. But there's a website you can go to now that does exactly that. And she's if you're new to Podbeam, then you know who this person is. She goes by the name of Poetic. You can go to her website, holyshift.com, and she can give you a reading specific to you. She did it for me a few times a few years ago. So if you go to holeshift.com, that's W-H-O-L-E, another E-S-H-I-F-T.com, and you can purchase a reading for yourself, or you can purchase a gift card for someone else. With these uncertain times, man, we need to be on the up and up and be prepared for what comes in the future. So make sure to go to wholeeshift.com. You can find her on all social medias with that same name, wholeeshift.com. And book your reading today. You know, whether it be love, life, wealth, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She's your ticket. So go book your reading at wholeeshift.com. All right. So that's that. What else? if you want to get your health up, you know, with supplementation, or if you want to have ebooks to help you get into a healthy lifestyle, if you want to get some information on joint health and bone strength and things like that, there's a website where you can get 10% off out of everything there by using promo code RW. Yours truly, Ralph Williams. Use promo code RW and you get 10% off. You go to fromthedoctors.com. That's fromthedoctors.com. You use promo code RW, you get 10% off all the supplements. You get 10% off of the ebooks. They even have a, I forgot the what the acronym is, but neuro-linguistic programming. You know, you can listen to an audio, you know, to reaffirm, you know, to get you going in your day, like you're going to eat healthy today, you know, things like that. I purchased that a while ago and I'm still using it. So make sure to, you know, you can use that or you can get some coaching done as well. They do lab testing, like if you want to test your testosterone and things like that, but you don't get the 10% off with that because the labs, they have their own pricing. So we can't finagle that. But everything else, you get 10% off when you use the promo code RW. So go to fromthedoctors.com. That's fromthedoctors.com. All right. That's it for now. Let's see. What did I miss? Okay, Angie. WESN Epic Strategies Network. Reggae. Yes, that's what's playing right now. Yes. Thank you very much, Angie. I appreciate that. I don't know how links work over here. Maybe other people can click on it. Thank you for liking the show, Magic. I appreciate it. Holy Shift, thank you very much. Angie, she's sharing the links. I appreciate that. And Poetic appreciates that. Reggae, that is the schedule for right now. It's usually myself, my show, from 7 to 9 every morning on the network. And then we start with reggae after that. And then we get into some jazz, if you like jazz. Not sure if Android can. Probably not. I'm pretty sure Apple does. So we have jazz. We have some Latin. We have some underground hip hop, which Tears takes care of. He does all the digging so that you don't have to. So make sure to go check out the Mighty Tears when he does his show on the network, Teardrops of Hip Hop, early in the morning. From I think it's from 5 to 7 in the morning. So make sure to go check that out. Listen to all the newest and underground gritty of hip hop. And you can go check out Teardrops of Hip Hop there. He also does Teardrops of Rock in the late afternoon. He does a double shift. So if you want to listen to some nice rock music, that's also on the network as well later on in the day. And of course, other great shows like the John DeVito Show, The Old Man's Podcast, Slacker 82 Alpha, The Gray Area. Make sure to check out all those great shows on the network as well. And more to come. It does FM Apple. What? Does that mean? It lets you play FM Apple? Okay, cool. It copies. Oh, okay. So let me take a sip of my coffee. I hope you guys do too. So delicious. So delicious. I hope everyone has a great Friday, man. I hope everybody's going to enjoy. What is everybody doing on a Friday night and the weekend? I hope we're not getting any more snow. Is there any snow popping around, at least on the East Coast? Brina, are we going to be getting hit with any snow? I hope. I want to say thank you to Mr. A for jumping in the chat. What's going on, JSR? Thank you for being here. Lou Rock, Code 23. Jeffrey, thank you very much for stopping by and saying hello. Don Hasselhoff, thank you very much for the support. D-Mac, thank you again. Age Mad, The Magical Worlds, thank you for joining. I hope you become prosperous here on the Bean. Angie, it's always a pleasure. Just C, how are you, buddy? And make sure to go check out Just C's YouTube channel, where he's, I guess he's an artist, does some good singing, and maybe he flows too. I'm not sure. A. Marie, how are you, A. Marie? Thank you very much. Ice fishing. Is that what you're doing right now? Good morning, John Gale. How are you, my friend? I hope everything is well. Everybody, go check out John Gale's show on the Podbean and the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, John Gale. It's a nice, crisp, crisp flow when it comes to his show. So go check it out. He's got, he keeps you updated on news. So go check out John Gale whenever he's on. Don Hasselhoff says, this weekend. Oh, you're going to go ice fishing this weekend? Nice. You know, I always liked, well, I don't eat fish. I'm not a fish fan. Hey, Real Patriots Voice, how are you? Another great podcast, which I have mentioned on previous episodes. If you guys are looking for a very informative podcast, go check out Real Patriots Voice. They have a Rumble account. They go live on Rumble and Twitch. I'm not sure if they go on the Bean. So make sure to go follow them and show them your support. They have, I don't know if it's one individual on that podcast or everyone, but they're very involved in the real issue. Like, yes, we can. I'm all about, bodily autonomy with the jabs and things like that. But they really go after something that's common, that should be common for everybody, and that's the children. So they really tackle into things of child trafficking, sexual abuse, and things like that. So they're really in the front lines of the thing. So please make sure to go check out Real Patriots Voice on Rumble and on Twitch. Follow each individual person there, and it's going to be very informative. Check it out. So it's going to be a great Friday. I hope you guys enjoy. We have a lot of good shows popping up. It's going to be the Old Man's Podcast soon. And you can find them on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, as well. Same to you. Love and respect. Be safe out there and handle your business. And don't take no slap from these internet hacks that like to take people like us down. And I hope everyone has a blessed weekend. And always stay hungry, stay humble, and you'll always be blessed. All right, guys. Peace. Don't forget to tip your barista. Thank you very much, guys, for joining. Thank you. Take care, guys. Peace.